Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots are now riding a 6-game winning streak, thanks in part to a little trickery and some late-game heroics last night in Foxborough. They beat the Green Bay Packers 31-17 and improved their record to 7-2 on the season. ESPN.com's Mike Reese was there and joins us now this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, with that kind of lead, let's talk about the trickery in the heroics and start with the trickery.
Let's do that. It was 17-17 midway or early in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots pulled out a play that you don't often see. Tom Brady throwing a backwards pass to wide receiver Julian Edelman, who then threw a forward pass across the field to running back James White, who ran 37 yards to set up the go-ahead touchdown. Not something you see too often.
All right, and the heroics.
Well, the heroics were really what set up that play, because the first play of the fourth quarter, the Green Bay Packers were driving, and it was tied at 17, and they were moving into Patriots territory, and it took defensive tackle Lawrence Guy's forced fumble to get the ball back for the Patriots, and the Patriots never looked back after that play. They scored the game's final two touchdowns.
Okay. You know, there were some surprising moments last night as the Patriots used players in different ways than, what it says on their title. For example, Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a wide receiver, right?
He is.
He played running back and did extremely well.
He did. He had 11 carries for 61 yards and a touchdown. And Julian Edelman, the wide receiver in the locker room after the game, said this was almost like Little League, where everyone's playing every position, you know? And the reason they had to do that, Bob, was because they're shorthanded at the running back position with a lot of injuries. They didn't have their impressive rookie, Sony Michel, so they really only had two running backs on the roster, so they needed Patterson to chip in.
All right. Let's go back to the last play of the game. It was the best game in a Patriots uniform for receiver Josh Gordon, who the team picked up early in the season. He scored the final TD of the game, the 55-yard pass from Tom Brady. Here he is talking about that score.
They dropped back into a zone. Somebody just forgot to cover me. I was able to idle, and Tom saw it. We all saw it. And then just had to make a break on the ball and then try to finish the play after that.
Tell us about Josh Gordon. Seems like, it was questionable when they picked him up, but it seems like it was a good choice.
It was a good choice. He's fitting in very well. He had 5 catches for 130 yards in the game. This was the 12th 100-yard receiving game of his career. And, you know, he's now the top 2 receiver with Julian Edelman for the Patriots. And he's big, he's fast, and he can make plays in contested situations. The type of receiver they haven't really had before seems to really be meshing well with Tom Brady.
All right, let me look ahead in this way. You mentioned how the Patriots are short at running back. What do you think they're going to do or need to do in that regard?
Well, they're hoping that their rookie Sony Michel can come back, and that might be this upcoming week against the Tennessee Titans on the road. But if he doesn't, that might be part of a strategy, Bob, because with him and Rob Gronkowski, their tight end, also missing this game with back and ankle injuries, they have their bye week after that Titans game, so there might be some strategy there from Bill Belichick to say, even if those players could come back, maybe we try to rest them one more week to give them a little additional time.
Right, that way they get a couple more weeks off before they return.
That's right.
Healing time. Okay, the Tennessee Titans next weekend, coached by former New England Patriots linebacker Mike Vrabel. What's in store?
Well, they actually play tonight on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, so anyone that really loves football.
The Titans, you mean?
The Titans do, so we get a chance to watch them in this game, Monday Night Football. There are 3 wins, 4 losses entering this game tonight against the Cowboys, and the Patriots should be favored, and it's a game they should win. You know, the Patriots at 7-2 look like one of the best teams in the AFC. The only team ahead of them is the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-1. That one loss the Chiefs have came to the Patriots, so the Patriots really in good position at this point of the schedule.
All right, we'll look ahead next week after the Titans game. WBUR's and ESPN.com's Mike Reese, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.